Welcome to another episode on Tales from the Crypt. So today we're going to be talking about a very important chapter in any Indian person's life, or I think any Indian 30 plus person's life, except now it is coming to even earlier ages. So in my case, it is 25 plus person's life, which is basically buying a home. So buying a home for Indians is like literally the most important thing after having a child, of course, since it's all about babies and houses. And that situation came into my life a year ago because I was married for a couple of years, and I was under 30, but because of the whole married for 4 years concept, they felt it was a good time to push me into buying a house. So I was actively looking to purchase a home, and that is when I realized this entire journey is a nightmare. So anyway, let me give you some useful tips and tricks on what all can happen when you're buying a home. One, lots of fraud, builders, developers, agents, etc., etc. So this is not to demean people in this line of construction, real estate, etc. But you have to really learn to see the difference between genuine professionals and scamsters. So lots of builders and developers, they use cheap construction materials, they make the houses really small. Then you have real estate agents where they try to sell one property to multiple people. So there are lots of different ways that they can scam you. So you really have to start looking into, I would say, pay attention to the way they speak to you, the way they behave, look at the suggestions they give you, look at all of that and try to understand if they are genuine or just a bunch of scamsters, and then choose your pick accordingly. So that is one thing that you will encounter, or rather that I have encountered. Two, inflated prices. So when somebody finds out, by somebody I mean people in this line of business, whether it's a builder, whether it's a real estate agent, whether it is a person connected to these guys, when they find out that you are in the market, they will immediately start hiking up the prices of whatever properties you are interested in or whatever location you are interested in, because they know that you are a potential buyer and they can expect a sale from you, and hence inflate the prices so they can make a quick buck. So this has happened a lot to me. So what I have done is I actually did research in all kinds of areas. Even though I was interested in, let's say, one area like Marathali, I started looking at all the surrounding areas to see what are the prices and then make a comparison. Only then will you know the true value of the area, and then you can negotiate with all the people connected in this line to get the right price. Number three. Loans. So loans are also a big scam in this business, because there are so many people out there trying to help you get a loan, and basically what happens is they'll take all your papers, they'll make you pay an amount for loan processing, and then when your loan gets rejected due to whatever reasons, you are not going to get that amount back, because they basically stop replying to you, they stop picking your calls, and they just don't bother. So basically your amount of, let's say, 5,000, 10,000 is already gone and you have got no loan. But I think they just make their commission because they are loan agents. So avoid this entire circle of loan agents because they are not exactly trustworthy people. Go through loan agents on your own in terms of reputed agents who has helped out a family member or a friend or someone that you trust who has gone through them. Only go through them or approach the bank directly and apply for your loan directly. Yes, in some cases, lots of banks will reject you because of your CIBIL score or the loan amount may be high. So you have to go to much smaller banks like a Bank of Baroda or a Andhra Bank. So in that case, you need some agents. So only go through people who you trust, who have helped other people out in your circle. Just don't approach any random person because they are just waiting to get their buck but leave you hanging. Coming to the next point is, I would say the square feet. Yeah, I would say the next point is accurately described as square feet. So there is this concept of smart homes, which is currently in the market, where they give you tiny sized homes for a, I would say, average price, But technically speaking, that is expensive for the size of the house. So when you look at the house, you will be getting it only for, let's say, 45 lakh rupees or 40 lakh rupees or 50 lakh rupees maximum. So you feel like, wow, in the city to get a house at this price is incredible. But you will see that what they're offering you in terms of square feet is very, very less. So they'll give you this major pitch of smart home saying, though it is only 600 square feet, though it is only 800 square feet, you are getting maximum carpet area. It's so well designed that you're getting maximum carpet area. No, I don't think that is the case. Yes, they are designed better than an average home because of the fact that it's a smart home concept. But would you really want to spend the rest of your life, or rather I would say the next 10-20 years, in a home that is very compact and difficult to move around, especially in a pandemic situation where we needed more space? Like, space basically became the ultimate need of the hour. So I would say these kind of homes are just not for self-use. It is only for rental properties. Like, you want to buy these and rent it out, then it's okay, because a renter could be just a single person or just a couple and they don't mind. But if so, self-use, don't get carried away by the price and feel like, yes, it's okay to compromise on the square feet. Not a great decision if you're going to reside there for the next 20 years. Moving on to the last point. So the last point is the pressure. Yes, the pressure. So because we started our journey a year ago, our families, an extended circle, I would say, expected us to choose a property within 2-3 months, start processing our loan, blah, blah, blah. And then the entire thing would be over in 6 months. But that did not happen. So the pressure started mounting. People in your, then this could happen to anyone. People in your extended family circle will keep asking your parents, did they buy? Did they buy? Do they have their own house? Do they have their own place? Blah, blah, blah. And your parents keep asking you the same. So don't fall for this pressure, because we haven't fallen for it, or I haven't fallen for it, which has saved me a ton of money and mental peace. If I had fallen for this, I would have A, chosen the wrong property, or B, paid a higher price for a property that I was not too happy with, or C, basically just taken something and compromised and not something that I am absolutely sure of. So these are the three factors that would have happened to me, which I have avoided. So when you get into the whole pressure situation and try to choose a property, these things are bound to happen to you. So stay away from property discussions with your family and extended circle when you're in the midst of choosing properties, because they basically will put thoughts into your head. Just take it slowly, keep the information to yourself, keep on filtering, keep on going through, keep on approaching the right real estate agents, the good ones, approach the good builders, and keep on filtering, doing your research. And then finally, when you arrive at a place where you feel, okay, I can be okay to pay this amount for this kind of a house or this kind of a locality, then tell your family and friends and ask for their opinion as to what you guys think. Because you're almost at the stage of finalization. Do not divulge information unnecessarily before that because of the pressure. Unless, of course, it's a friend or a relative or a family member you really trust and need their help, then yes. And I have seen this happen to a lot of people where they've just bought their houses or they've bought their investment properties purely out of pressure, and then later they regret their decision that either they don't like the locality or the house is too small for them, or they're not happy with the kind of rental because that area was only, you know, generating that kind of a rental. So there are lots of factors to this. So I would say this is actually very, very important compared to all the other points. Well, I hope this has helped you, and I hope this will help you when you're purchasing your home, or maybe this will help you if you're just starting to think about it. Yeah, that's it. See you next time. And we're back for another episode on Tales from the Crypt. Today we are going to be covering the next episode on when you decide to buy a house. So if you listen to the first episode, you know the things I have advised when you decide to start the property search. Now this episode is going to be covering the next step. So So at this stage, you have finalized a property, you have analyzed it, you have put in an offer, and basically you're at this stage checking your your loan approval, how much your loan is going to be approved for, basically all of the finances stage. Now, what would I advise here? What I would advise here is things that I have gone through. Starting with one, there were houses that we were considering that were already built and a couple of years old, and some were very old, and we thought it will be a benefit to buy a property like that. But then when we analyzed it further, we realized that there's a lot of interior cost that's going to go into these houses. So most houses that are newly built are okay, there won't be too many problems, but of course you'll be paying a steep price for the house. But properties that are older, they have a lot of renovation work that has to be done, which kind of eats into the budget of the home. So you really have to consider, is it worth it? Certain renovation costs can touch even 10 lakh rupees, and that is a very steep cost. 10 lakh rupees. Certain renovations can even go up to 15 lakh, 20 lakh. Let's say you're, you know, adding rooms, removing walls, all of that. So 20 lakh is quite a premium to be paying. So you'll have to consider that. Let's say if it's a newer house, but you're not happy with the design, you want to change a couple of things, that also could reach a 5 to 10 lakh budget. So you'll have to consider that bit. So consider the extra amount you'll be putting in and then take a call if it's worth it. And this was something that made us stay away from buying properties that had homes already built on it, because we were not happy with most of the homes. They always needed some repair or customization, etc. So we didn't want to get into it. Moving to empty plots, because that's a very popular thing in the south, buying empty plots and then you build your own house. Empty plots, one thing that came up a lot was the location of the plot. This, yes, I covered in the previous episode. But what I'm covering here is a different kind of a location. That is if you're paying premium for a corner plot. So corner plots are considered premium. So you really have to consider, is it worth paying the premium? What are you getting out of this being a corner plot? Will you get a higher value for money in the couple of years when you sell it? Will you get a higher rental? Is it better in terms of view? Like, what is it exactly that you're paying for? There's no point of paying for something just because it is considered premium as per government rules. It has to make sense for you as well. So that is something to be considered, paying premium charges for location. Then coming to apartments. Apartments, again, the higher floors cost more. You have to think of, why are you paying more for higher floors? Is it worth it? Is the view better? Is the rent better? Is it less dust? So you really have to think why you're paying that premium. And if it's not really making sense, you can might as well go for a lower floor. Coming to lower floors, you also have to think about the noise, the dust, the view, everything for lower floors. So that has to be taken into consideration as to, even though you're not paying a premium for lower floors, what will you get out of it in a couple of years? That is very important. Moving into resale apartments. One thing being, there were lots of reasons why people were selling their apartments, which you need to get into. Sometimes it doesn't look like you need to get into it because it's none of your business, etc. But it actually is, because you are paying for the house that they are selling to you. Sometimes you have to look into the reasons as to why they are selling it. Is there a vastu problem? Is there a problem with the plumbing? Is there a problem that they're not able to get tenants? You really have to find out why. And I have encountered these issues where people were trying to sell their apartments because they were not able to get good rental. Building was too old and having a lot of sewage issues, seepage issues, water issues, plumbing issues. Certain places, the noise levels were too high. Certain places there was some family dispute going on. So you don't want to buy these kind of properties, because they are basically trying to sell it and get rid of it and put it on you, and you will have a hard time renting it out or selling it, or even for self use. So you really have to look into this. You should be able to buy properties which are issue free. Basically, they are purely selling it because they don't need it anymore. They are in a different city, there's no one to manage it, the rental for them is not much, that kind of thing, where it's not too much of an issue. It's more just like a lifestyle preference, or they need the money for some urgent thing that has come up, like a wedding or investing in another area, that kind of thing. Don't get into properties that have issues, and that is why they're letting go of it, because that will cause issues for you in the future. So this is what I mean by the financial stage, financial part of your home buying process. Coming to the last bit of it, the last bit of it would be the loan part of it. You really have to do a complete survey as to which bank is giving you the best loan, because let's say an HDFC or an SBI may give you a lower rate, whereas the others can give you a higher rate. But you also have to look at what CIBIL score you need for those. Generally, SBI needs a way higher CIBIL score, the others don't. So you have to look at that. Do not settle on the first one or two banks that you meet, because there's lots of information that banks hide. So you really have to do your research. For example, many banks, they actually don't tell you when the rate of interest has dropped. Let's say you froze it at 8%, but immediately within a month or two, it became 6%. They will not tell you. They will hide that information so you don't get the benefit. So you have to constantly keep checking, constantly updating yourself, and then choose the best bank. This is something which is very important in the house planning process. So yeah, now you have all the information when it comes to the finances, what kind of property to choose, what to avoid, what kind of hidden charges are there. You have to look into all of this, and then you'll be able to finally buy the property in peace. I'll see you guys in the next episode on Tales from the Crypt.